what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. It's late night, heading into the office, and I got another episode of Marketing Secrets Podcast for you.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everyone. So you may be wondering, Russell, why are you going to the office again late tonight? This is an exciting one. There's just not enough hours in the day, and I love my kids. And so because of that, I leave every day at 3 o'clock for wrestling practice, which means I cut my day off by like 2 hours, which means I got to squeeze it in somewhere, especially right now when we're trying to change the world. It's insane. But I'm pumped because what I'm doing tonight is literally going to free me. It's interesting. I was hanging out at Ty Lopez's house, and we're talking about ClickFunnels. This is shortly after we had passed our first $100 million in sales. And I was talking to him and Alex Mayer, who's one of his business partners, and they were like, they asked how many salespeople worked at ClickFunnels. I smiled, and I was like, it's just me right now. And like, what? Like, how did you do that? How is it just you? And we kind of laughed. And if you want to know how I did that, obviously go to the middle. We're in the middle of our product launch right now, 10xsecrets.com. Or depending when you get this, maybe the launch will be over and the product will be gone. But if it still is available, go to 10xsecrets.com. But that's how. It's a really good presentation. Spoke in front of masses and did that for the last 4 years, right? But eventually, one becomes tired and one tries to figure out, how am I going to scale this without me? Is it even possible? And it's funny, last year about this time, we decided we were going to start trying to build out a speaker team. And so we found who I thought was going to be the right person to be the first test person and to grow it. And it turned out really, really bad. And that's as far as I'm going to go into that. But kind of made me just walk away from it last year and not want to do it, thinking it wasn't going to be possible. And there's no way I can replace myself, Russell, right? Because of the bad experience of the bad person that we tried to do this project with. And so I kind of gave up on it. And then the summer, we were in Kenya, and I met my friend, Pete Vargas. And Pete told me about a project he worked back on a few years ago. It was with one of the survivors, or one of the people that passed away in Columbine, or I can't remember the exact story. I'll probably mess it up. But that person went and gave a presentation, and like, it was super inspiring, changed a bunch of people's lives. And Pete heard it, and it changed his life. And so he went to the person and was like, hey, I want to take this presentation on the road. And the guy's like, I can't. I need to be home with my family. He's like, what if I build a speaker team of people? And went out there, and the speaker team goes out and does all the selling in for you. And then Pete went behind the scenes and did that and built up a huge speaker team. And they went out and ended up having, I can't remember, a couple hundred speakers traveling all around the world, doing presentations every day somewhere in the country, giving this presentation, and was able to get this person's message out to more people. And which is exciting. And so it kind of got me excited about the project we started a year ago and walked away from, which was building out a speaker team. And so if some of you probably saw on Facebook Live, in Kenya, we did Facebook Live with Pete talking about the concept of building a speaker team, had people apply. We ended up getting like over 250 like deep applications that came in, which were insane. From that, we had all these people take my slide deck and go and make their own version and pitch it and do the webinar and then send it back to us to see how they did. And from that, we had like 50 or so people that submitted the thing back. So right there, you know, was that 4 out of 5 just gave up that fast, and we asked them to do some work. So and then from the 50, we came back, went through all of them, and they we picked the top 20. And tomorrow, the top 20 are going to be here in Boise. And we're doing a 2-day speaker training with them to teach them all my pitch. And so I'm in tonight just cleaning up the slides and getting ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow morning I'm going to basically give the presentation as if I'm one of them. So I'm doing the Funnel Hacks presentation without being Russell to be one of them, so they can see what it sounds like and how you do it when you pull yourself out. So I have to tweak the slides a little bit, and we're adding some stuff in. And during the 10X launch, it was kind of fascinating. We did the upsell. I interviewed a bunch of people like Armin Morn, who invented the stack. And there's some things I do in my stack he doesn't do that I like, but there's some things he did that I didn't do that I love. So I'm going back and weaving some of those things into this as well. And yeah, it's just some super, super cool things. So that's what I'm working on tonight, is to get that in place. And so the reason I'm sharing you this is because I think all of us, and me included, we think that what we have is a superpower and we're the only ones that can do it. So every time you try to think about scaling, you're like, I can't because it's me and I can't scale me because I am a rock star, right? And what this is like, because you look at all the things I've done in this business, the thing that's like, because I don't know how to code, right? Like Todd and Ryan and all the geniuses, they do all the coding for ClickFunnels. Like I don't know how to do customer support. Like I can't do most things, but the one thing that's like my unique ability is creating a presentation and then delivering that presentation, right? And up to this point, it's been me doing that. And it's just the point now, it's exhausting. I can't keep doing it. I did a webinar a week, every single week for, you know, years. And then I spoke around the country, around the world doing this for a long time. And I just can't physically do it anymore. Man, what if we had 20 people who are on the road every single month? There'd be 20 or 30 presentations happening around the country every single month, which is really exciting. So that's what we're working towards and we're trying to do. But it's me literally replacing myself and cloning myself and training and teaching them my pitch and my script and how it works and building out this entire speaker team. So it's really exciting. And so for any of you guys who have ever thought the same thought that I have is like, oh, if I could just clone myself. Oh, if I could just whatever. Realize that you actually can. But it takes a little work. It's not just clicking a button and having the clone sheet pop out the other side of the machine, right? It's like you have to actually do something. But if you do it, it can free yourself. And so that's why I'm coming late tonight to put in this extra effort. Because I told my wife and my kids, I'm saying like, look, this is like my retirement. I'm going to be, you know, right now I speak a couple times a year. Next year I'm speaking at Grant Cardone's 10X event because there'll be 35,000 people. So like I can't say no to that. But that's it. I'm not speaking anywhere else next year. And so because of that, we're plugging in these speakers and it's going to be amazing. And so that's the goal now is to train them on my presentation and my pitch and to get them learning it and understanding it and mastering it and presenting it. And sure, they may not close the same percentage that I do, but if they can close, you know, 75% as well as I do, man, we got 20 of them and I don't have to leave my house. That's the best clone I've ever seen. So that's the game plan. So with you, my question for you is what is your unique superpower? And could you clone yourself if you had to? If you had to listen to Russell and say, look, in 4 years from now, you're going to be in a spot where you're going to try to clone yourself. What would you do now? I wish that I would have done the speaker team thing the first year. Can you imagine, like, since ClickFunnels first came out, if I would have stopped for a month, built out the speaker team, and then sent 20 people out on the road instead of just me? We might not be at 100 million. Might be at, who knows, a billion by now. And so for you, because you may think, oh, well, in 4 years from now, Russell, I'll start trying to figure out clone myself. What if you did that today? What would you have to create? What would you have to put together? What would you have to figure out? Who would you have to find? What would their skill set need to be able to replace your skill set? Okay, and what's cool about this is I don't have to get them to write their own webinars. They're just taking mine. They said if you're good at presenting and standing on stage and following the script and doing it with enthusiasm and energy and excitement, if they can do that, then they'll crush it, right? And so, anyway, I'm excited. We'll see how it all goes. But that's the plan. So for you guys, that is my question for you. How could you clone yourself if you had to? Think about that and ponder on it because that's going to be the question you have to ask and the answer you have to figure out if you want to get true freedom. All right, guys, appreciate you all. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you guys all soon.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.